At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back in on a Victory Monday, Reaction Monday here on The Drive. We're going to do a little weekend's best, a little weekend's worst, as we do each and every Monday. But, Clint, did want to pass across this news if those did not know this. We saw this injury happen in the game yesterday, but Texans rookie safety Jalen Reed broke a metal plate in his forearm. He looked like he was in a ton of pain down on the ground. It's from a previous surgery, recovery time undetermined, Clint. So it looks like he is going to miss some time with that forearm situation. And it's good that they do have Jalen Petrie back, who, by the way, shout out to him, looked a lot better in coverage yesterday. But this is a position that they're thinning. They're getting thin in right here. MJ Stewart out on IR. Now Jalen Reed may miss some time. Listen, you don't think of Jalen Reed when you start to think of this defense, but the depth situation at that safety position is starting to take a hit, and they're having to dig into practice squad guys probably more than they want to.
Well, thank the good Lord for Miles Bryant, right? I mean, he plug him in again. And
is Jimmy Ward, is he coming back?
D'Amico Ryans spoke about Jimmy Ward today. I'll play that for you in the next segment.
I'd love to hear that specifically.
Yeah. Thank the Lord for Miles Bryant, and D'Amico Ryans speaks very matter-of-factly about how good he is and about how versatile he is. So I would expect that to be the answer.
Yeah. So that is the latest there. We'll see how long he is going to be out, but a hit in that safety room potentially for some extended time with Jalen Reed re-injuring a injury in his forearm. Looked like he was in a lot of pain, didn't return, and could miss some time. All right, every Monday we do this weekend's best, weekend's worst. I will start with my weekend's best, and I just really love when guys are just completely 100% uncut and honest. You know, and sometimes when you hear it, you get people like Antonio Brown or Kanye that just like, all right, chill out. But then for the most part, though, you got to take the good with the bad. And Brown's defensive tackle, Shelby Harris, really expressed himself about Juwan Jennings, wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. And if you remember last week, he had a little run in after he punched somebody in the nuts, or he got punched in the nuts, excuse me, in a scrum, and I believe my man got suspended for that as well.
These nuts,
yeah, hit him in the nuts. Well, here was Shelby Harris following the game in his thoughts about Juwan Jennings.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts, because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever, but, like, I don't respect it, because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft shit, and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched in the nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Wow, dude.
My man just came around and said he's a hoe. I really appreciate that. I mean, and I can hear it in his voice. Shelby meant that. He means that, and I wonder if that, and I bet you it might be a situation in which, Tyler, more people are going to stand up about Juwan Jennings. I feel like more people are going to come out and talk about, yes, he is a hoe. I've had my run-in with his hoe tendencies.
Oh,
and
my
I really appreciate that from Shelby Harris. That's the best thing I heard all week.
I like it. Let it rip. Out.
Yeah, he did. Just let him know. He said, I want it to be known. That he came and worked himself up for that. He knew he was going to get some people around him. I don't even know if he knew he was. He's going to get some people around him. He said, I'm going to let this out right here.
Well, I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little disappointed. You know, he's a player that I, you know, you hear a lot about just how hard he goes. And as a wide receiver, how hard he blocks, and people don't like him because of how hard he plays and how physical he is. I hoped, personally, I admired and respected the guy because he was cut from that cloth. To hear that he is so filthy that he's running high behind his offensive lineman, so much to the point where people are talking about it in post-game interviews.
Talking trash to Malik Collins, former Texan.
After he was injured. Yeah, that's disappointing to know. I thought that this Juwan Jennings, I've admired and respected the way he plays the game and the position. I didn't realize that all this stuff was going on, so I'm a little disappointed in it. But you're right. That is really good audio.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. You're a hoe. I want to let that be known now. All right, what's your weekend's best?
Weekend's best for me is them Chicago Bears, dog.
Number one seed in the NFC.
The Chicago Bears, they beat the Eagles on Friday. So this is not necessarily the weekend. Saturday. Yeah. But they beat the Bears while we were doing our show live from BB's in Pearland, having us a good old time. And the Bears beat the Eagles right there to get to 9-3. Not only do they lead what I think at least at the beginning of the season was believed to be one of the best divisions with the Packers, the Lions, and the Minnesota Vikings. Not only do they lead that division now, Ron, but they are right now, they currently own the one seed in the NFC.
Man, who saw that coming?
Whoo-wee, boy. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I hoped like hell that they would have a good year so that I could then say, well, I told y'all that's how I hoped the offensive line would be fixed in Houston. They went and spent some money and made it. They didn't worry about what people thought. They just said, hey, man, we know we got a problem. We got to fix this, man. They went out and fixed it, and they're sitting at 9-3, the number one seed in the NFC. And so, obviously, that took the Eagles collapsing here. It took the Rams losing to the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. But weekend's best for me. In a weekend when there was a lot of good, man, I'm going to go with the Bears and Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams catches a lot of hell. Ben Johnson was going to be the savior. Looks like he is, yanking his shirt off in the postgame.
That was aggressive.
I mean, free hot dogs. Free hot dogs, I believe, for somebody. I can't remember how that all went down, but I believe there's free hot dogs for everybody. So if he took his shirt off, so he did it. What the hell? Hell, he's pretty fit, so why the hell not, man? Yank that thing off. Coach the next game with no shirt on the sideline. Hell, I'm good with it. But, the Bears. The Bears, for me, weekend's best.
Yeah, probably not in Lambeau on December 7th, I hear you.
That's what makes it cool.
That's what really just cool. I mean, I don't
just want to see the dude with his shirt off again. Hell, I want to see him torturing himself.
Quarters.
Oh, yeah.
In Lambeau.
Hat, headset, no shirt.
He'd have a job.
I mean, just cutting glass with them nipples. They'd be so hard,
yeah,
boys.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Can I say that?
You can. Yeah, nipples are good. Cutting glass is good as well. Okay. Yeah, going the road, that's a big signature win against the Philadelphia Eagles, the defending champs, despite no matter what kind of fall apart that it looks like they're having right
yeah.
now. All right, my weekend's worst is Steve Sarkisian. That I know, Tyler, I didn't mean that. I know this is tough. I know it was tough for you, that game, bastards. I know your heart was in your nutsacks when Marcel Reed – had to come off the field. I know that was concerning to see what the injury was, but I think Steve's nuts. And I know we have disagreed here on this claim, but I think Steve's nuts. It would be a disservice to our sport if this team is not a playoff team. Steve Sarkisian said about his Texas Longhorns team. They got their asses drugged by Georgia and then went on the road and lost to a Florida team that was about to fire its coach. But Sark said this morning, he even went any even further on the SEC Network, Clint said, Texas will consider scheduling changes if they are left out of the playoff. We've played a top five team, ranked top five team each year. If we're just starting at a record, we've got to put ourselves in a better position to get a better record. So he is threatening if they don't get into the college football playoff to change the way they schedule teams. Right now, stop, man. You didn't play well enough. You didn't. You lost to a Florida team. You shouldn't lose to, right? I mean, Oklahoma scheduled Michigan. They're going to get in. Like, teams, that you're not the only team that's scheduled good teams. Texas A&M went on the road to Notre Dame. They got one loss. Albeit it is to Texas, but they got one loss. Like, come on, man. You almost lost to Kentucky. You almost lost to Mississippi State. Let's just calm down with the disservice thing, sorry. Get out of here with that. I have a personal feeling about Sark anyway, but it is a damn shame. You're killing me. All right, what's your weekend's worst?
Oh, we've already talked about it briefly. It's Ole Miss.
Yeah.
It's Ole Miss. I mean, not doing everything they could. And not doing, first of all, not realizing who you are, how rare the opportunity is for Ole Miss to not only get in the college football playoff, but do it on the heels of the best season you've ever had. To not understand that and to think that you're just a powerhouse that can just replace a guy and be in this position year in, year out because Kiffin has won a bunch of games there. To not approach this Kiffin thing, Kiffin to LSU thing differently and do everything you could to keep him there to see this thing this season through. I think it's dropping the bag in a major way, and that's my weekend's worst, man. I'm disappointed. I wanted to see if Ole Miss, because I mean, at Arkansas's best, I think they're what Ole Miss is with Lane Kiffin this year. You know what I mean? Like, stars align, you get a shot. Hey, man, let's go make this run, so I can relate to who they are. Boy, it would be painful if I had to go through what they're going through right now, and I feel like the university, the administration didn't didn't do it any good.
Yeah, got your enemies out here really upset with my comments, Tyler. You're so wrong, good. Show. His point is valid. No, it's not. You're the 16th ranked team in the country right now. Stop.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Now, you're allowed to lose two games. Yeah, you shouldn't have lost to Florida. You shouldn't have. Okay.
Is the point valid? That would you change your scheduling if you were him?
No.
If they had two losses right now, they'd be in.
Sure, maybe.
100%.
But they don't.
Right. But I'm saying, okay,
and they lost to a bad Florida team.
Correct. But you can lose to a bad Florida team and have two losses and get in. The thing is, can you? Would you change your scheduling? Because you've now seen how they're going to handle the college football playoffs, which is fair. I'm not saying he shouldn't. But would you change your scheduling and not schedule tough out of conference opponents, knowing that if you slip up and have a bad loss in a season, it can hurt you so bad to where that going to Ohio State ends up keeping you out.
No. You can lose two games. You can lose two games. No, it wouldn't change. It wouldn't change my schedule. Wouldn't change, but you can lose. You have a chance to lose two games, right? Yeah. You slipped up against a bad Florida team. That's a bad team. And then the next time we got a chance to see you against a Georgia team, you just got absolutely drugged. No, stop.
They'll have fun at the Pop-Tart Bowl, man.
They'll go to the Citrus Bowl, but I just think that. I mean,
those old Pop-Tarts are funny as hell. Watching them run around.
He turned the page quick, didn't he?
He did, man. He did. Oh, they had a solid year. Yeah. No, you can't lose three times. And you can't lose three times to a team that's under 500. I'm sorry.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.